I worked in a project, we developed like 15 features for the client. And when they started using the application, they never used those 15 features. So that's a waste. On time, but at the right time, when the client needs it. It's not about blaming people. Yeah. It's about seeing whether there's a problem with this, with the process. For me, lean is a mentality.
Yeah.
It's a mentality. So you can apply it anywhere. It could be at home.
Yeah.
It could be while you're driving. Yeah. Am I doing gestures that are not required, for example?
Yeah.
Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed. I'm Richie and I'm happy to have another episode from the TestCon 5 conference from Mauritius. My guest today was Nirmala Sanichur, and we talked about lean management and what it brings to quality. Why we rush to solutions instead of understanding the problem, what waste really means in a software project, and how you solve a problem once and for all. That's all you hear now in this episode. Enjoy! HUSTEF is taking place again in Budapest on October 7th and 8th. It's one of my favorite conferences because everything just clicks there. In-depth content and a super friendly community. I'll be there with my podcast and my talk Testing as a People Business. I'll be exploring my claim that quality depends on people, not tools or AI. Humanity is the new superpower. I look forward to seeing you in Budapest this October. You can find the program and the tickets at tul.fm/hustef. The link is also in the show notes. And now, enjoy the episode. Hi, Nirmala. Great to have you on the show here.
Hi, Richard. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I love it. Here we are here on the TestCon conference, the fifth issue of the TestCon conference on Mauritius.
Exactly. And it's a great pleasure to have you here for the fifth edition, and it's a great pleasure to have all the ISTQB members here.
Yes, I talked to the other guys from ISTQB, and we're so happy that here is such a rising quality community, and they're so happy talking to each other and interacting with each other. It's really nice to be here.
It's really nice to be here, and it's really nice to see all of them networking with the local people as well. It's great. Yeah. Lots of people coming to everybody and asking questions.
Yeah.
It's been a great experience for all of us, I guess.
Yeah. And you are a big part of it because you're dealing with the organization stuff here.
I'm everywhere. Running around.
Everything is you just have to go to Nirmala and she knows everything and organize everything.
Yeah, I'm part of the organizing committee with Lovelesh and Anishta, and it's been 1.5 years of organization with the GA happening and the TestCon. And we have not been sleeping too much.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is enjoying what we've prepared for them. And it's a good experience from the other side as well, because it gives us a lot of perspective on how to organize such a big event.
Yeah.
It's the fifth time we're doing it. I wasn't here for the first one they did. I wasn't part of MSTQB. So since the second one, I've been part of MSTQB, and I'm on the operation side, if you want. So I do all the logistic management for the team.
Yeah.
That's why if you need something, you go see me.
That's really good. And you had also a speech here about lean management.
Yes.
That's very interesting because lean management, quality, it fits together, I think.
It definitely fits together because we've seen the results at the company where I work, Ikera. So I had the opportunity to learn lean management there. So I'm Green Belt certified, and it's a company that sponsored it. And what fascinated me about lean management is the focus on problems. When we were doing the course and we were talking about problems, I got the feeling that when we see problem, we want solutions immediately. We never take the time to understand the problem.
Ah, okay.
We are always rushing to solve it without really understanding what's going on. And when we were doing the lean program, it was all about the problem.
Yeah.
And we spent so much time understanding the problem that the solution came like this.
Yeah.
Because you knew exactly what was going wrong.
Okay.
And that's really amazing for me. Yeah. That's a mindset change.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was always a problem. I need to solve it.
Yeah, yeah.
Action. But now we take the time to understand it. And I think that's where it joins with quality, because you solve it once and for all.
Yeah.
You won't get it again. So you are bringing more quality into what you're developing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing process.
That's great. So let's take an overview of the big picture. What is lean management? Well,
lean management, as the name says, it's lean. So you have to make everything lean. So it's about reducing waste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in lean management, waste is anything that does not bring value to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how you do it is you deliver quality on time and at the right time. Not on time, but at the right time, when the client needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to do that, you need your teams to work together. So you need the human is at the center of everything you're doing in lean. So these are the three principles. So you need to give quality to your customer at the right time, not on time, but at the right time,
yeah,
with making sure there's less waste and making sure your teams keep growing, there's continuous improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really an amazing concept, and it goes in any industry. It started in Toyota, so it's a really factory-based concept, and it works in our industry as well, as we've seen with the results we've got and some of the projects we've applied it.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean with the concept to bring the quality at the right time, not at the beginning, maybe, or somewhere, when the customer needs it?
I think many people maybe have experienced it, but when we're working on a project, the customer has a lot and lots and lots of requirements.
Mm.
Some of them they think they might need, but probably don't need it. I worked in a project, we developed like 15 features for the client, and when they started using the application, they never used those 15 features. So that's a waste. You overproduced something, and you're not using it, so it's a waste. It's not bringing value to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean by delivering something at the right time.
Yeah.
On time, we did it. We delivered on time. When they asked for it, we delivered it, but they never used it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I mean with delivering at the right time for when the customer needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said it's about the eliminating of waste, which can be maybe too much or too less of something, or the wrong process. What are the methods behind that to eliminate it?
The first thing is understanding the waste. Yeah, there are some elements that you would say is a waste, like, for example, I don't know, clicking twice to open something could be considered a waste because it's not bringing value to the customer, but you have to do it.
Mm.
So that's a waste that you have to live with.
Mm.
But then there are other types of waste, like I have a requirements, I'm reading it, I don't understand it.
Mm.
I have to go back to the person who wrote it. They will answer me. I read again what they said, I don't understand it. This back and forth is a waste.
Mm.
We could have worked together at the beginning, took the time, did it together. So we would not have this go back and forth thing. So that's a waste.
Mm.
So how would you eliminate that? So instead of working in silos, you work together. So there's not a real method in eliminating the waste. It's understanding what's the waste.
And thinking about
creative solutions to eliminate those waste.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be like on screen when you go, you have to go through three tabs and then you find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe add a hyperlink on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's also a way of eliminating. So you have to be creative in how you're eliminating waste, but it's important to understand what the waste is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's for you, you mentioned at the beginning the thinking about the problem. Is problem the waste? Or
problem, it can be the waste because it's not bringing value to the customer. When you have a problem, maybe the production stops.
Mm.
Yeah, so it could be considered a waste. The time you're spending in correcting an issue on production, that's a waste.
Yeah.
So you have to get it right the first time.
Mm.
How do you do that?
Mm.
Understanding where you went wrong before.
Mm.
So each time you understand something more, the better chance you have to get it right the first time.
Mm.
Yeah. So it is a waste, but how do you eliminate it? It's one of the ways of eliminating waste as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you also said that we have to understand it to get the solution. I like that idea because we especially me as a man, we're always trying to have fast solutions. We have to get rid of the problem here. But to understand the problems, I think, very, very important. How can we do that? How can we?
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Even I've been applying Lean for a year and a half. And even now, when you get a problem, your first reaction, what's the solution?
Mm.
Which is not a bad thing, because if there's a problem in production and production stops, you have to find a solution, right? Mm. But then you have to get out of it and take the time to understand it. And I think people think this is taking too long and I'm not doing something productive. But you're doing something productive for the future, because once you've worked on it, you understood the root cause, you've eliminated the chance of the same problem happening again.
Mm.
So I think it's really in the mind. It's very difficult, because as humans, we want solutions fast.
Mm.
And taking the time to go back and understand what happened, why it happened, without blaming people. Of course, it's not about blaming people.
Yeah.
It's about seeing whether there's a problem with the process. It's about seeing whether the requirements were not clear. And if it was not clear, why? It's not about the person. Again, it's not about blaming anybody. It's just taking the time to understand what went wrong so that in the future you don't have the same issue. Mm. Very difficult. It's a mindset change.
Yeah.
I don't have a tip for you. It's just doing what needs to be done to let production continue. Mm. And then taking the time to say, okay, I've done this. It's a shortcut solution. I need the real solution so that I don't get this problem again. If we have this mindset change, I think it solves a lot of issues.
I think this is a huge challenge, because when the managers typically say, we have no time for that, we have to
go on.
And don't think about that, we need the fast solution right now.
Yeah.
So to argue that we need the time to get rid of the problem for the future, it's not easy
to argue. It's not easy, but I had I was lucky, because Lean came from the management. Mm. So the managers were already trained.
Yeah.
They wanted to bring Lean in. So they understand that it takes time. And when you start doing it, it takes a lot of time. But the more you do it, you see that it's quicker, because you know how to think.
Yeah.
The reflexes are already building into your brain. So it goes faster. So at the beginning, we used to take about a day or two to just understand the problem. Well, it depends on the problem, of course, but complex problems. But now it's much faster.
Mm.
So management buying is very, very important. Mm. It can be a challenge, I agree. But I was lucky enough to have their buy-in from the start.
Mm.
So you need to make them understand that once we do this, it solves the problem forever.
Yeah.
You will never have the same problem again. Mm. And that's where quality comes in. So you are building quality for the future. You're getting ready for the future as well. Mm. Yeah.
And I think it's also a part of maybe to train the people to see, is it a real problem we have to solve for the future, or is it really a one-time problem? Sometimes
you have to make that difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to make that difference.
Mm.
You have to know. Like when we do our analysis for problems, you have to see whether how many times you've had this problem.
Mm.
If it's just one time, probably you don't want to spend so much time understanding and finding. Oh, of course, you need to find the root cause, but the time you'll spend is not that much.
Mm.
But if it's something that occurs regularly, I don't know, if your test environment goes down regularly and they just restart it and it starts working, you want to understand what causes it.
Yeah.
So that you can solve that problem.
Mm.
So it depends on the problem, I think, as well. Yeah.
And is it more about optimizing eliminating the waste and the problems, or has it also a, I would say, positive part to make optimizations to that?
I think it has an effect, even if it's just for that bit. At the end of the day, it optimizes the whole process.
Mm.
Because when you're doing problem solving, you will see that it does not only impact that bit that you're working on.
Mm.
It could impact your whole process.
Mm.
It could impact the process of the operations, for example. So you have to work with everybody so that it optimizes the whole chain.
Mm.
That's the end goal at the end of the day. That's what companies want. optimization so that we can make more profit. Mm-hmm. So you start small, but in the end, you'll see the effects are much larger than just what you are doing. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people don't really take that into consideration. They think it's just my bit. So, okay, I do it today or tomorrow. But at the end of the day, even the small bit that you're doing now will have an effect in the long run. So you're optimizing your process, but when you find an issue in another process when you're working, so you optimize there, and it's a chain reaction, if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've had that at Ikera, where we started working on the IT bit, and then we realized that it's much bigger than just the IT processes.
Mm-hmm.
It went larger than that.
Yeah.
And we worked with it's still work in progress. And it's a bit more difficult to get people who don't understand lean to buy into the idea. But it's a work in progress, and we see that they are starting to change their processes and everything to do match what we are doing as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a chain reaction.
And I can imagine it's something you have to implement as an ongoing process for the rest of the company's life or something like that. How do you install this routine into the daily work?
It's very difficult.
Mm.
It's very difficult because there are some people who will completely buy into it, but you will have some people who will say, I'm wasting my time in this.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a very difficult thing. So what we've tried to do is we have a session with the whole IT team every Friday, where they have to share one of the problems that they've solved,
mm-hmm.
the way they've thought, their thought process into getting it solved, and share that with the team.
Mm-hmm.
So it encourages every team to at least keep working, because it could be you tomorrow, it could be me next week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we are kind of forcing. We shouldn't use the word, but kind of forcing people to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very difficult to get the momentum keep going. But that's one of the ways we are doing that. And then we have also sessions for people who want to know more about Lean.
Mm.
So we have a few people who are Green Belt certified, and they do coaching sessions with those people as well. So it's more about education, if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it's a change process.
Until
The critical mass of the people are doing it,
living it. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's a very, very crucial, and it reminds me also on this ongoing process on a quote I read a few weeks ago, that the solutions from today are the problems for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so when you have such an process implemented, you always work on this ways to get it as small as possible.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time, and it starts with whether you believe in it or not.
Yeah.
Because we've had people who were going through the same training, and they were not able to see how Agile could work with Lean. But they work together.
Yeah, yeah.
They work together. You're applying Lean on top of your Agile things.
Mm.
You have your dailies, you have everything you have to do in Agile that continues on. It's just what you're doing is having a way of seeing where your problems are.
Mm.
You have the visual management. It's one of the tools that you have in Lean. So you have to draw your processes, where your tickets, for example, you're solving, where they are throughout the processes. It's time consuming at the beginning, but once you get the gist of it, it's very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a work in progress, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it takes time.
When someone hears now the episode or sees on YouTube, do you have any recommendation where to start? Is that, okay, now I have the idea, I want to look deeper into Lean. Is there any resource you can recommend to go in the first step?
I haven't tried any of the resources. I just looked on the internet. There are lots of information on the internet.
Yeah.
So you can go and search for it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll find a lot
of information.
Ask ChatGPT. But be careful with the answers as well. Make sure they're the right ones.
Yeah,
yeah, but ask ChatGPT.
Yeah.
There are lots and lots of resources over there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Nirmala, thank you very much for giving us this insight into to lean management. I think that's a good starting point for everyone to think about the processes and their waste. And I think a lot of companies and projects have a huge amount of waste in their processes, and we need to get rid of that. And I think it's also a very up-to-date topic, because when we look at all the AI stuff and want to do agentic blah blah blah, we need clear and good processes. And if the processes are messy and overwhelmed and something, AI would not help us.
So exactly,
and it fits perfect in the actual time.
In the actual time, yeah. I think you're completely right in that. But for me, lean is a mentality.
Yeah,
it's a mentality. So you can apply it anywhere. It could be at home.
Yeah,
it could be while you're driving. Yeah. Am I doing gestures that are not required, for example?
Yeah.
It's something that you can apply anywhere and everywhere. And I think, as you said, in this AI era, it's something that can help us get things on the right track at the first time. So get it right the first time. Yeah.
So let's all be a little bit lean.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for the conference, and enjoy the rest of the day here.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.